Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 28-year-old Benjamin Satterthwaite of Denver, Colorado. Yeah, sorry, it's his name, man. For motives unknown, Benjamin murdered another man. And then in an effort to hide his crime, he chopped up the body and placed the remains in two separate suitcases. He then dumped the suitcases on a sidewalk near a creek. Now, unfortunately for Ben, two city employees discovered the suitcases when they were plowing snow. Well, they opened one, they found a human foot, and immediately called the police. After detectives arrived, they found one case contained the right leg and upper left thigh. The other suitcase had a torso wrapped in trash bags. Now, they thought they were going to have a big mystery on their hands based on the insides of the suitcases. However, the outside of the suitcase solved the mystery for them because Benjamin overlooked the luggage tag with his name and address still on it attached to the suitcase. He was arrested shortly after.
I use the same tag every time. I just leave it on the bag, but I don't dismember people and dump them in that suitcase.
And that's the difference.
In the woods.
That is the one subtle difference between your suitcase and remembering the luggage tag. If you forget your luggage tag, nobody cares.
Right.
It doesn't matter. This guy, like, hey, you might want to remember that detail.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops are like, this is gruesome. This is horrible. Benjamin Swathmeyer, 125. Okay.
We're on our way.
Let's go make an arrest. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam, a mashup battle on Bad Choice Friday, a Bee Gees AC/DC tune, or Huey Lewis and Metallica joining forces. Mike, how was the voting on today's Bad Choice Friday?
It was a big day of voting today, Miles. Over 200 votes that we had in there today, and it was not close. And
it was not close.
It wasn't that close at all, no. And for this one, I'm going to go back to my roots. One of my first jobs here was bringing you guys the news, and I'm doing that today with a little bit of Metallica as well.
Oh,
Huey Lewis and Metallica faked it.
You're going to like this, guys. It's hip to be square here, Sam, man. The mashup. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. It's Miles with Thrill of Enzer at 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Never heard a 7-inch remix there of Marilyn Manson covering the Eurythmics.
People who are angry. It's not funny.
Boo!
You're ruining the song. Seriously, stop it.
Boo! No, he did.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. Other people really liked it.
He already took care of it when he re-recorded it.
Yeah,
now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I still can't hit that note. I've been working here for 5 years. I still can't do that.
Ted, bigger
testicles. Ted hits the high notes.
He does, man.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know what his trick is.
He's a Bee Gee.
I sit here across from him every day. I don't
even
know.
Ted's real name is Ted Gibb. He's one of the Bee Gees. He can hit the high notes.
Oh, that's fact.
He really can.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Been a hot minute.
Jesus, I did not know.
Boo!
Why are you a hot mess? What is wrong with it?
Oh, Lordy. So, last night, I got an absolutely magical thing. It's something that comes once every other blue moon.
A threesome?
No. Oh. Even better.
Cheese thing.
The lady took off for a night, went and had a hotel room, so therefore,
I got the stag night. I got the apartment all to myself. And you didn't even question that she was cheating on you.
Not even once.
No.
You didn't even care. Like, you know what? Go have sex with someone.
I know you like
alone.
I know you like Ronnie in the back room. Guy who loads a box.
That means, man.
I don't care.
I had the plan right from jump. I knew what I was going to do long before I left work.
Masturbate a lot?
We're not going to talk about that portion of it, but I did go home. As soon as I went home, I ordered some wings. I ordered a pizza. I walked the dog. I picked everything up.
And you watched TV that you wanted to watch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Guilt-free. Just whatever I wanted to. Right. Sat on the couch nice and comfy. I stayed up late. Went into the bedroom, watched more TV that I wanted to watch.
It is such a strange thing, and I never understand the dynamic. I don't know if women are just playing us, you know, because a lot of times they're very much smarter than us with relationships. But because my wife will say things like, hey, me and the girls, we're going to like go out drinking and have a good night. Do you mind? And it's always like, are you kidding me? No, do not come home early. Like, go have fun.
Absolutely.
It is great. Yeah. Guys are so happy. But if I'm like, hey, man, me and Miles are going to go out and paint the night with alcoholic fantastic. Like, that's a problem.
My thing is.
That's a problem.
And this is counter than anybody I've ever been with. I want to go to bed and watch a show or TV.
Sure.
So I've already watched one downstairs. But I want to go up early, finish the night.
Really? I'll fall
asleep. You're such an old man.
So, like, I'll sit in bed at 10 o'clock, watch a show, and before I know it, like, the news is on, and I'm dozing out.
Right.
So, for me, I just want to go up earlier than the normal bedtime, kind of go to bed.
Really?
Yeah, because I need a lot of sleep.
Jesus, man.
I'm dead serious.
I make myself go to bed at 1. I'm always up until at least 1. That is my thing.
Until at least 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 a.m., yeah. That is my cutoff. And then get up by like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Goodness
Although, to be fair, last night or yesterday morning is about 9 o'clock because of scotch. But generally speaking...
I made a pack of bacon the other night. Well, no, I swear to God.
You're like Bernie Sanders.
I went to look for something to eat.
Because I know the sooner or later, I will want to find taste.
No, I was starving. So I figured, hey, man, I'm going to have a late night snack. And I look in the refrigerator, and there's nothing. And I realize I have a pack of bacon. So I pick it up. I'm like, tomorrow is the expiration date. So this bacon's been in there for like 4 months. I'm like, I'm cooking this stuff.
Do tonight. It.
You got 4 month bacon?
Yeah. So I just made a big batch of bacon and ate like 7 strips of it.
Actually, to be fair,
between bong hits.
I tried to be responsible this morning. I brought myself in lunch. All right.
All right.
So I sit down and it's wrapped in aluminum foil. Miles walks in and goes, ah, man, you brought in lunch. Because I rarely do that.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I brought you a cheeseburger. Now, I thought he was going to reach in like McDonald's bag
sure.
or something. Homemade cheeseburger, bacon,
the bacon that I made that night.
He's talking about.
Yeah,
it was delicious. It was very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really took advantage of here having a night to myself was that I like to go to bed, watch an episode or two of a show that I'm interested in, turn on another show that I'm not, and fall asleep to said show.
Right.
You
intentionally turn on a show you're not interested in.
Not that I'm not interested. I'm entertained by it, but if I miss it, I miss it.
Okay, all right.
Usually it's like a Family Guy, Simpsons, Futurama, something like that.
Sure.
Just fall asleep to it. But obviously having somebody next to me who prefers silence when she's trying to go to sleep, that poses an issue. I feel bad, so I kind of have to muscle through it sometimes, or I have to try to get to sleep as quickly as I can to not keep her up. So that was completely alleviated. I did get caught up on a couple different shows.
Why don't you just tell her to go to bed and you'll stay on the couch for a while?
No, listen.
I've done that, Mike.
Ladies, if you're listening,
you need to learn that.
What Mike just said is what guys call love. Mm-hmm. Like that to us, like, that's the extent of my love. I let you watch your crap on TV all the time. I wait for you to go to the hotel.
Do you know what happens when she goes to bed? She won't say, like, are you really going to do another bong hit?
Not at all. She's mad that I didn't tell her that I was going to.
Are you going to get another beer? Yeah. Yeah. Watching Como News. You need a drink to live in this city.
I did find myself scrolling through Netflix and Hulu trying to find something new to watch. I knew I was going to come in here to do some TV time. I ended up watching the same old crap. You know me. But I did find out that Disenchantment, it's the new show by Matt Groening, Simpsons and Futurama. It's his new show that's out there. Season 3 was just recently dropped. So I'm stoked about it. It's another animated show.
Never heard about it. Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah,
it's kind of like... what do you call it? Those mystical looking times, like medieval.
It's a fantasy type cartoon show, and it's
fantasy,
and it's just as fun. Honestly,
it's from the right guy.
Right. It's not going to be his funniest work. I think the problem is that with the name that you've got with him, a lot of people like, oh my God, this is the guy that made Simpsons. This is going to be the best show ever. No, it's not. His best work was The Simpsons. This is still good. This is a great show. I love it. It's not episodic. It does actually follow a storyline, unlike a lot of his other shows, but it's still a ton of fun.
It's not that it's not a bad show. You just don't know every character. So anyone watch The Simpsons, they know Mr. Burns. You know, they know Mo. They know all of the different characters. So it's really easy to jump in if you haven't watched The Simpsons in 6 years, and it's the same
show. Sure.
Doing the same thing, and there's some familiarity to it. So.
Right. And then another show that I knew that was gaining a little bit of popularity and trending, especially on the TikToks these days, was I found it on Hulu. It's called 1,000 Pound Sisters.
1,000 Pound Sisters?
Yes.
Is this about black women specifically that weigh 1,000 pounds?
No, it is not.
Or there are two other women that between them weigh 1,000
biologically.
These are two women that are sisters, and they, in between them, weigh 1,000 pounds. One is 600, the other is 400.
I thought you were going to say.
Whoa. Okay.
One is 880, the other is 120.
And it
is. So what is the plot of this other than they are large?
Much like the plot, I'm guessing, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is, look, 1,000-pound people.
Doing things.
Correct. So it starts out, the only episode that I've seen is the first episode. And they're going to get a surgery that is going to help them lose weight. We've tried different kinds of diets, and we can't do it, but we need to lose weight in order to get this surgery. It's the only option that we have left, and so we're going to make some changes.
All right.
They haven't made any changes just yet. You look at what they got going through, honestly, if you just do minor tweaks, you'll cut this in half at least. You'll be just fine. They don't have to go and run a mile. They don't have to eat salad all day long. You just have to have 6 cans of Diet Coke instead of 12.
Right. It's the beginning
that,
is the easy.
That is literal. They're talking to a doctor. He says, how many soft drinks do you have? 10, 12 a day.
Jesus, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's not feeling too good, so we're going to make her favorite food, which is chicken and dumplings, steak, applesauce pie.
I realize everybody has their own thing if they like reality television.
Sure.
You know, whatever sucks you in.
I couldn't look away.
Based on who you are, exactly. Mine is Hoarders. Somebody was like, why are you watching Hoarders? And I'm like,
you know why.
Because you like to be uncomfortable.
I do.
Right.
And so it makes me really
uncomfortable.
Hate it. I hate it. And that's why I get glued to it. I'm like, oh, God, what's wrong with these guys? Like, who gets a newspaper still delivered to their doorstep? To put it on a...
You want to or you do?
I want to.
Well, I get a newspaper?
You bet.
You know, I
love
reading
the newspaper.
I would. I do. I do enjoy everyone.
When I enjoy it. I said, who doesn't? I
get
get the Sunday edition. I get it.
That's damn expensive.
You know what I'm saying? But Tuesday Sun. Are you kidding me? Who cares?
So it was a fun night. I got caught up on a couple different shows. I had a good time. Some news here in the world of entertainment. Shaquille O'Neal will be the director of community relations for the Sheriff's Department in Henry County, Georgia.
He's an actual deputy sheriff.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you not to do things today. If you don't do it, we won't arrest you.
What town?
And if you do, I'll beat your ass.
It just says Henry County, Georgia. And you're right.
Is he from Georgia? He went to LSU, but I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But honestly, just based on what you did there, if Shaq told me not to do something, I'm immediately not
going to. If you saw how big Shaq does, Shaq said, do this, you'd be like, okay.
That's right.
Just undo your pants, look up my mouth.
That's right. Oh, no.
I'll kill you.
Here's a fun one. Jim Gaffigan is going to play Captain Hook's sidekick, Mr. Smee, in Disney's live-action Peter Pan and Wendy. I think that's a good casting.
It is. If you like Peter Pan and Wendy.
Right. I don't want to say I don't like Disney because it sounds like I'm some kind of horrible person.
You don't like Disney.
I don't like Disney.
Maybe Lion King.
Nah.
Let's break this down.
People have their Disney movies.
Everybody has their Disney movies.
Dude, it's not geared toward guys.
That's fair.
Disney is about princesses. Now, the prince comes in, but no dude wants to be a prince. No kid like, one day I'm going to be a prince. Where every girl growing up wants to be a princess.
That's fair.
It's just not the same.
I saw, The Little Mermaid for the first time in my life, maybe 3 years ago.
Which is not a bad movie.
No, it is, because I'm watching this, and my daughter was at that age where The Little Mermaid, and I had understood, being around when it came out, like, this was this empowering thing. It was a really big freaking deal, especially for women and little girls. So I'm like, you know what? I will sit down and watch this with you. And I watched the movie, and, like, it's fine. It sucks. I mean, but it's fine. But in my head, I'm thinking, all right. So the father in this is the bad guy, because his 16-year-old daughter, who is a different species than the dude she's in love with, and she's never spoken to the dude she's in love with, because she can't speak for whatever goddamn reason, mm-hmm. I don't care. And he's a little suspect about this, and he's the bad guy. And I thought, I don't like this. The mm-hmm. father's right. He's not a bad... You're 16.
There's a generation.
You're half a goddamn fish. This is a human being. You're two different species.
There's a
and
generation.
And you have not... spoken to him because your throat doesn't work for whatever reason. No, I don't think it's cool that you want to move away and marry him.
I like the aura of Disney. I like Disneyland, Disney mm-hmm. World.
Sure.
As far as what they put on entertainment-wise, that I don't enjoy it. I never had. Snow White sucks. Sorry. Cinderella sucks. Lady and the Tramp sucks. Bambi sucks. They kill the mom. If they killed the dad at the beginning, no one would care. Like I'm sorry. It's not for our demographic. Even when we were kids, it's for girls.
That's fair. And to be honest,
it is.
Maybe I'm so much more invested into
Marvel
Disney.
Marvel was for us.
Yeah, right. But maybe the reason I'm more invested into Disney is because I was the middle child of two sisters. So. I got outvoted every time on what movie we're going to watch.
Great movie. Disney does great things. It's just not our demographic.
Right.
And back to what Disney owns. We like Star Wars.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We like Marvel.
They had to buy all the stuff that guys like.
Sure.
Because they didn't produce it.
I mean, like, I like Snow White. Yeah. But I don't want to watch the movie.
Guess what it is tonight, baby? Dumbo night.
Right. So Jim Gaffigan playing Mr. Smee. Like it or not, I think it's a great casting.
Who is Captain Hook?
Right. I don't have that information in front of me. I probably should have looked at that one, but...
Damn, Shmi got cast.
Who was the one in the first movie?
Oh...
I don't know Robin.
Wasn't it a popular, really popular actor?
Are you talking about the cartoon?
Oh, Hook.
Hook was Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, that's who it was.
Yeah, that was great.
He played the...
And then Oscar Isaacs, I think is his name, was in the latest Peter Pan movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, Peter Pan's relatable. It's closer...
Relatable to who?
It's closer for guys.
I'm friends with a teeny tiny girl. And I'm flying on man to pray for kids I don't know.
And you got a crocodile biting off somebody's arm.
That's right.
This is almost better.
Violence. Mermaid.
Something. You know?
Maya Bialik admits the reason why she auditioned for Big Bang Theory. Do you guys know?
No.
Because it's a high-paying job?
practically, Miles. She needed health insurance.
Yeah, well,
damn.
Why do you think we work here?
And she got hooked up, man. I dig it. HBO has another Game of Thrones prequel in the works. This is not the other one. The House of Dragon is already in the works. There's another one coming out.
Is that a prequel to the prequel or just a separate current timeline prequel?
Yeah, so that's what it is. So the House of Dragon is supposed to premiere in 2022, and that one's set for 300 years before the original series. This one is called Tales of Dunk and Egg. It follows the exploits of Sir Duncan the Tall, a.k.a. Dunk, and Aegon V. Targaryen, a.k.a. Egg, and it's set 90 years before the events of Game of Thrones and based off a series of novellas by George R.R. Martin.
I think Mandalorian has kind of taught me that you can come in at any time and it could still be good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, right, it's more
as
about...
As far as timelines.
Yeah,
right?
And Cobra Kai.
Right, it's more about how it's written.
I'm dead serious. You can do Karate Kid some 20-some years later, and you can just fine. It folds right in.
Right. It's more about how it's written, how it all came together.
How it's done, yeah.
Absolutely. And then the top story that I have here is the 2020 Summer Games in Tokyo were already postponed until 2021, and now sources say Japan has decided to cancel them again.
Is that the only sport that really there's no general passion for?
Is the Olympics?
I mean, no one's
people
mistake
it.
This isn't front page sports news.
You get impassioned about the Olympics because the Olympics represent your country, and I don't care who you are, where you're from, man. You like to swing your D around when it comes to that. But the events themselves within the Olympics are not things that we actively watch. Beyond basketball, right? You know, every once in a while, somebody will watch gymnastics on TV because it happens to be.
Oh, I have a great
nobody
friend.
Watches skeet shooting, and you're not minimizing what these people are doing. You're just saying this is their one shot, and they only get a shot once every 4 years because the other 3 years, we never watch.
Exactly.
You don't watch swimming or diving on TV. I know some of you do. You're what we call nerds because this is of interest to you. Overwhelmingly, none of the sports in the Olympics are sports that we watch. The one time that we will celebrate your achievement is the Olympics.
Baby, I got to get home. 4x100's on. You know me. I'm just, my whole life is 4x100 relay.
But the Olympics, you go, you know, I'm going to watch that.
I think people only watch it when we have that rare occasion where we get an Olympian that is so stellar. Exactly. A Michael Phelps. A Mark Spitz.
Yeah, exactly.
He does
always one person in each Olympics, and that's who you kind of cling on to.
Exactly. And if they're not winning 8 different medals, nobody can tell you anything. You know, give me a gold medalist from last year.
But then Michael Phelps messed that up forever.
Yeah. Well, not to poo-poo on a couple things, but the fact that the Super Bowl commercials come out now before they actually air.
So who cares?
Yeah. That takes the curtain off that. And
if I've seen the movie, I'm not going to pay for it at the theater.
With news and the way the news travels and the internet and everything else, you know the results of this stuff before it airs as well. So they don't air it in live time, no matter where it is, and they should. Because, you know, like just like Ted would get up and watch
Arsenal
racing or whatever the hell it is.
And soccer, Premier League.
Right.
You would, too, if you gave a hell, Michael Phelps.
That's right.
Swimming at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But you don't care enough to get up.
But you don't care enough to even air it, NBC.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you push it to prime time. By that point in time, we woke up and know Michael Phelps won one of the most amazing swimming races ever, and now we're just going to have to watch a replay of what you say we already know happened.
But I already watched the replay on Twitter.
Exactly.
That's right.
So I already know
I got all my information.
Like, it's just,
we're all good to go.
I don't think anyone's missing that.
Some TV reminders here for your weekend. I'm going to recommend Graham Norton here tonight on BBC America. If you've got it, he's got Rebel Wilson and M. Night Shyamalan. Graham Norton's one of those late night hosts that I think is underrated. He's got a great show. Every clip that I see is fantastic.
Really does, man. Yeah.
And then, of course, we got Sunday is Championship Sunday for the NFL. We got the Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Bucks. You got the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills.
Go Bills!
Super Bowl is decided this weekend. Guys, what are your picks for the Super Bowl? What do you think is going to happen here?
Man, I'm having a hard time because I speak with my heart, not my head. Ask anyone who knows me. So what I will say, I'll say Bucks-Bills because that's what I want to see.
Okay.
I'm going to say it looks like one of the first Super Bowls.
One of the first.
Say Green Bay,
Kansas City.
Okay. I'm with you. I think it's Kansas City, Green Bay. And then as far as late night talk shows on tonight, I'm going to recommend Jimmy Fallon because everybody else is a repeat.
Okay. Well, done and done.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Naked Florida man steals a sheriff's cruiser, then drives it 30 seconds before he hits a tree. Meanwhile, a Texas man steals an ambulance, then goes to Jack in the Box for a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Jack, yes, yes.
Scottish group decides to shoot sheep and test it 30,000 feet in the air. South Carolina kid goes to the bathroom at school and looking what's in there. And a Canadian tries to euthanize an aggressive dog and shoots his friend. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to Georgia where a man won the lottery. Goodness gracious. On a whim, he bought a $5 scratch card for a game with a grand prize of $250,000 and a brand new, fully loaded Corvette.
All right.
And he actually won. But there was an unexpected hang-up when he went to collect his winnings. They were willing and able to give him his $250,000 and the additional funds needed to purchase his Corvette, but the problem was that due to the pandemic, production of new fully loaded Corvettes was dramatically lower than in previous years, so finding a Corvette proved to be an issue, but then the dealership actually tacked on additional charges for the rising cost, with the model being such a rarity.
So basically what the dealership said, like, look, we cannot get you this vet, there's a waiting list.
Right.
We'll give you $10,000 over retail price in cash for the car.
Well, why did the dealership and or the lottery agree to this if you knew you didn't?
They did not know at the beginning of the year that there'd be a pandemic. Ah. Like they would, you know, kind of halt the production of the Corvette.
Exactly. There were four winners.
This is the one with the engine in the bag.
Right.
It's already on a waiting list.
Right.
They just can't get... He wants the car.
All right.
He doesn't care the value of it. He wants the first year this model
came out with
the engine in the bag.
If he waits it out, he'll get it, right?
Sure.
No, but he won't get the first year.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't
so the whole
get the
idea. Is,
right. Okay.
The first year of the change, which
this is going to be a rare model.
Traditionally, if you buy a car, you don't want that. But in this case, it's different.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that sucks for him then.
They can't find the damn car because everyone's got it.
Right. They didn't actually secure it because they had no idea that a freaking global pandemic was going to come down and production was going to get
halted. All the people that prepaid got their car.
Right. Except for the lottery, because they didn't prepay.
They did not.
Over in Pennsylvania, a local farm show has a brand new contest that they were excited to roll out this year. Their Butter Up Contest, in which contestants make sculptures completely out of butter, and the best wins. This year, they were happy to give the blue ribbon to their contestant that made a nice-sized sculpture of Jesus and a couple of his livestock.
I mean, to be fair, it's an incredible Jesus statue.
It is.
But like Mike said, why would you make it out of butter?
Right, why doesn't
you
butter?
Have those skills, why don't you do it with a legitimate medium?
Right.
Because what did you
do it
say?
Out of clay. Here's what I see. I just have a picture of Meemaw going into the kitchen and making some toast, and then she just grabs, it's about the size of an Oscar award, and so she just grabs little butter Jesus and then rubs his foot on the toast.
Yeah, it's butter Jesus.
And so he starts just filing down like a doggone eraser until, Jimmy, could you make Meemaw another butter Jesus, please?
I'm down to his neck.
Doggone it.
You ever start with the feet? I'd start with the head.
Oh, I'd start with the
Give
feet.
Give him a bald spot.
You know what, maybe
say George Jefferson.
Maybe start with the head is right because I don't, being who I am, I don't feel right using Jesus to butter my toast. So maybe if I get rid of the head first, like the imagery of it being Jesus goes away and I can feel a little bit better about myself.
If I get you Gandhi butter, are you cool?
I'll do it. Yeah, hell yeah. I'll rub that all over the place. Give me
the nipples.
Give me Harambe butter. I'll smash that bitch right onto my toast. You got 5 minutes to kill on fun videos. This one takes you to Scotland, where history has been made. The video shows a group in Scotland hooking up a balloon with the capacity to rise above the Earth's atmosphere in order to bear witness to the first haggis in space.
So, how high
So here's the thing. They strap a bag of frozen store-bought haggis to the balloon, and we get to watch it rise to the dizzying height of 107,000 feet above the ground.
Oh, wow.
Before the balloon bursts and descends back down.
I know how stupid this sounds. And it is stupid. I will not deny that. But I watched the descent video with Mike. He's like, look at this. It's haggis returning to Earth.
Right.
I'm like, that's dumb. And then we sat there and watched the whole goddamn thing.
And it's great.
I wonder if it's like freeze-dried by the time it comes back, you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Right. It's going to go up there and just get super chilled.
Back like that space food that's just dehydrated.
Yeah.
Like your moisture gives it the body it needs to live.
It was haggis. And I watched the video.
So here's the thing. Do you crack that bag open or do you preserve it? And now you sell the first ever, the only ever
space haggis. I'm amazed they found where it fell, to be honest with you.
And that is it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Yes, indeed. Positive Friday. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.